I'm sure in our lifetime we've all had the experience of going out and doing something that we had been taught, and it's kind of like a mission. We are going out to accomplish something on our own, and see the excitement, the enthusiasm, the joy, and all of the other things. All we have prepared for, we now have a chance to put into practice. So that's probably pretty much the way the apostles felt. You know, they'd been with Jesus for all this time. He'd shown them many things, taught them many things, spent a lot of time with them, and then he said, now it's time for you to go out. So he sent them out, and he gave them some basic instructions, but then when they came back, you can imagine the enthusiasm, the talk, the conversation. They want to talk about what happened. They want to talk about how the message that Jesus had passed on to them somehow touched people's lives. They wanted to talk about maybe the person that they put their hands on and healed, or maybe had somebody have a total change of heart, or whatever it may have been. But anyway, there's all that excitement. You know, just like you doing your first job that you had prepared for a long time. Maybe a teacher going into a classroom and for the first time having great success, having control of the room, and the kids learning a lot of stuff. It's probably that kind of a excitement. So when they came back, they wanted to tell Jesus about all this stuff. And they probably wanted to ask him some questions about why didn't some things work? Why did this fail? But probably mostly they wanted to talk about their success. So Jesus recognized their enthusiasm. But with all the crowds gathered around, he said, we don't have time to do that here. Let's go off to a quiet place where we can be alone and just celebrate and thank God, pray, and just be with each other, support each other, and do that sort of thing. So they get in the boat, and they go off. Well, the people kind of outsmarted them. And they got to the location before Jesus and the apostles got there. So when they docked the boat, here they are, all these people. And so Jesus looked at them and said he had pity on them because he said they were like sheep without a shepherd. It's like they needed somebody to guide them. They needed somebody to direct them. Somebody to give them some hope. Something to kind of pull them together as one. Because they were all kind of going their own direction. And he immediately recognized that. So he probably didn't have to say much to the apostles. He probably just said to them, well, we've got to take care of these people. They are here, they are very much in need, we will give our time to them. And so they did. And it says, the gospel says, Jesus taught them many things to help them have some hope, to have something to work toward, to have some sense of a unity in their lives, a sense of that they were going to accomplish something good. So that's what he passed on to them. Afterward, he took his disciples and they went to the deserted place. And then they could talk. But this last lesson that he gave them before that desert conversation was that when people are in need, that takes priority. And that's not just for the apostles of Christ. It's not just for the disciples. It's for every one of us. It's not just for the people who stand up here and preside and celebrate. It's not just for the people who sing. It's for everybody. It's our job as disciples of Christ, and that's what we are through our baptism. It's our job to learn from him and to put it into practice in our lives so that somehow or another we can make this world a more godlike place, that we can extend the kingdom of God that he came to establish here on earth, to give people hope, to give them a goal, to give them a destination that's going to be very much worthwhile. It's going to be worth all their efforts, to give them reason to love and to know that they are loved, that they are cared for. So he says to us that is the mission of all of us. So in teaching the people, he also taught the disciples that in spite of their needs at that time. They needed to sacrifice that for the good of the others. And we probably run into that many times in our own lives. I can imagine, say, a father who has maybe a tough job, especially in hot weather like this, who comes home from work, he's very, very tired, but his kids probably need some of his time, some of his love, some of his energy. And he looks at them and probably says to himself, man, I could just sit down in my chair and relax for an hour. Can we do this later? But somehow or another, because he loves his kids, he recognizes that the time for them is right now. He's willing to extend himself just a little bit further. Or say, like the mother who takes care of a child. When the child is in need, the mother, whatever else she is doing, becomes secondary. The child becomes the prime focus. But that's not only within the family, although that's extremely important, but it also where you work. There are people that will come to you, say maybe at the end of a busy day, and say, could I talk to you just a minute? You know, you're somebody that I feel like I could talk to. And we like to say, you know, it's time to go home. We've had a long day. But our Lord says, maybe that's the time you need to spend with them. Maybe that's the time that they really need. They're open to talking. And maybe you have something to offer to them that will help them make their lives feel more complete, to make them feel that somebody in the world really cares about them and that it's all worthwhile. I mean, I've had times when you get to, it's time to close the office for the day and you're ready to walk out the door and somebody is coming to the door. And you would like to say, lock the door, let's go out the back. But you can't always do that. And usually when somebody comes in a situation like that, it's because they need somebody. They need something that maybe I was able to offer, that you were able to offer, that somebody in the office was able to offer to them. So our Lord says to us, you know, in spite of the fact that you've already gone out, you've done good work, and you come when you think it's time for your rest, and where you really need that rest, that time to refresh and get renewed and strengthened and refocus on your purpose of why you're really doing all this. He said, and somebody comes in need, he said, we need to take the time. So that's a mission of all of us, because we are all the disciples of Christ. So even though it may come at the end of our day when we really don't want to do anything except sit in a chair and have a cold beer or something like that, or sit down and have a very relaxing dinner, sometimes we have to say, okay, this comes first. This is a priority because right now there is a need. That's what Christ did to us, for us. That's what he taught us. And then he sends us to carry that out.